My name is Mark Dunley, and I'm a member of Divest New York, as well as the Green Education Legal Fund, PAWS, and 350 NYC. I was the Green Party candidate for New York State Comptroller in 2018, focusing on the issue of trying to divest the state pension fund from fossil fuels. Divest New York is a campaign that began in 2012, shortly after Hurricane Sandy, to pressure New York City and New York State to divest its public pension funds from fossil fuels. 3 years ago, New York City officials agreed to divest. Today, New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli announced that the $226 billion New York State Common Retirement Fund is moving to divest from the riskiest oil and gas companies by 2025 and decarbonization by 2040. One of the biggest victories so far in the international divestment movement. The divestment campaign was launched out of an article that Bill McKibben from 350.org had written in Rolling Stone magazine. He came to New York in October 2012 for Do the Math Tour, explaining that if we wanted to avoid catastrophic climate change, global warming, that we needed to ensure that 80% of the known fossil fuel reserves were never burned. We felt it was morally wrong for the state and the city to seek to profit from the destruction of life on the planet by investing in fossil fuels. In order to stop climate change, we had to stop the use of fossil fuels, which means that the financial community had to stop putting money into that. We've been far more successful than we ever anticipated. Over 1,300 institutions so far, representing more than $14 trillion in assets, have committed to some level of fossil fuel development, divestment. As the campaign wore on, the financial risk from investing in fossil fuels became increasingly clear. The New York State Pension Fund has lost well over $20 billion in revenue value from failing to divest. In the last decade, the fossil fuel industry has been the worst performing sector in the in Wall Street. This has been a relay race. There's been many groups and individuals over the last 8 years who contributed to success. I wanted to say thank you for some of the key participants. As I noted, first was Bill McKibben with his Do the Math tour. It was a conscious effort in terms of calling for the divestment campaigns, trying to find a local handle for people to work to oppose climate change. And the divestment was a conscious effort to replicate the successful divestment campaign, which brought down the apartheid regime in South Africa. Our next speaker is Senator Liz Krueger, who along with Assemblymember Felix Ortiz were the main sponsor of the divestment legislation in the New York State Legislature.
So it is so exciting to be seeing everyone who has worked so hard on this issue for so many years with big smiles on their faces because we've won. And I just want to emphasize how important it is what Tom DiNapoli has announced today. And that is because the work all of us were doing for years. So I'm very proud to have been the lead sponsor with Felix Ortiz, my friend from the Assembly, on the Legislative Fossil Fuel Divestment Act. But I want to highlight that what Tom DiNapoli is proposing today is actually stronger than the act would have been if we did finally get it passed. And we were really close. But I said from day one, if Tom DiNapoli wants to voluntarily divest and get us where we need to go, I will stand with him proudly, which is exactly what I am doing today and what I think you, the activists in the state of New York and the region, are doing today. Why is what we're accomplishing today so important, even stronger than our divestment act? It's because it will have the New York State Pension Fund acting within a shorter period of time, 4 years from this announcement, and it would have taken five or more years if we had gotten the Fossil Fuel Divestment Act passed. The controller has committed that through careful assessment and action on the overall fossil fuel sector, all fossil fuel companies versus just producers, he will be evaluating removing them from the pension fund. It goes further than my act did to cover all the fund's carbon heavy polluting industries like utilities, transportation, and the construction industries, not just pulling fossil fuels out of the ground. And it has a very rigorous reporting and public transparency commitment to achieve fund-wide decarbonization by 2040 with specific tangible metric we're going to be able to look at and track over that time. And of course, we will have controllers come and go over that time, and we will be able to hold them accountable to the commitment of this controller today. So I think this is the biggest thing in divestment internationally we have seen to date. And I have no question that other states and localities throughout our country will be looking at this change and saying, why can't we get there?
It's an honor to introduce our next speaker, Bill McKibben. Bill is an author and co-founder of 350.org.
What a great, great, great day from the top of Mount Marcy in the middle of the greatest wilderness in the eastern U.S. to the top of the Empire State Building in the most global, diverse city on planet Earth. There should be just cheers and huzzas ringing out across New York today. This is really, really huge news. You know, I've gotten to be a part of this divestment battle from its beginning in 2012. There have been some signal moments along the way when the Rockefeller family divested, when the Republic of Ireland divested all its accounts, when New York City divested a couple of years ago, when Oxford and Cambridge. This is one of the really great important moments. This is the biggest pension fund to divest yet. It comes from the state that is at the heart of the global financial system. That is, it is smart money. And it comes after the long effort of the comptroller to engage with these oil companies and try to knock some sense into them. His understanding, that was, in a rational world, that was the right thing to do. You would think that would be all one would have to do, is sit down with them and explain where the future lay. But as he finally concluded, that doesn't work in a system as irrational and broken as ours has become, and it takes dramatic action like this to lead us into the future. So far this year, Pope Francis has come out for divestment. The Queen of England has come out for divestment. And now the Comptroller of the State of New York. And I'm not in a position to judge which of those is the single most far-reaching and far-seeing. I am in a position to say that this will have enormous effect around the planet. This is important news in New York, where people's pensions are now better protected than they were yesterday. But it's truly huge news around the world, where this fight against the malign power of the fossil fuel industry may be the most important fight that the people have ever undertaken on this earth. It comes in what will probably be the hottest year we've ever recorded on this planet, in a year where we've seen epic fire and flood, and it comes just in time. To spur the next round of resistance, I think that what this demonstrates above all is the waning power of the fossil fuel industry to control events. They are being outpaced by clean energy, and they are being stood up against by a huge and growing movement with increasing sophistication that brings the financial tools that people like Tom Sanzillo have mastered, that bring the legislative tools that people like Liz Krueger bring to bear, and that above all bring the activism that so many people across New York State for so long have brought to bear. This has been a grinding, hard fight that's gone on after setback and disappointment, year after year after year, and nobody has given up.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.